Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Revive us again.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
And that's where you at. It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Gave you awesome sounds there, saying hello to you on this beautiful Monday. Yesterday I thought it was going to rain, but hey, it just, you know, it teased us. But it never got there. But anyway, we're still trusting in the Lord of Lords and in the King of Kings. Gave you the sounds of Pastor Naomi Wersi and the title of the song, We Need Your Presence. And before that, Rofiwa Manyanga says, we give you all the glory. And yes, he deserves all our honor and all our praise. It's a beautiful Monday. It is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm blessed again this awesome Monday to have Pastor Ernest Khodi together with Pastor Malungwane in the studio. Muruti Archibald, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself, Sibongile?
Hey, you know, but
God is there. He will provide all the wisdom
and all the answers to my inkingas.
Please.
Pastor Ernest Khadi, how are you?
I'm very, very well. And how are you doing?
I'm good, Muruti. Yeah, Muruti, I'm so soft spoken.
As always.
Yeah. Am I the only one who saw the rain teasing us yesterday?
No, you are not the only one. I thought it was going to rain as well, but you know, unfortunately, it was just teasing us.
Hey, Mara, yeah. And we do need the rain.
With that very strong wind.
Yeah. Yo.
Very strong
wind. And the clouds.
Yeah.
And it smelled like now it's coming.
Yeah.
And then and then that was it.
And actually, after that storm, when I hear that small...
Yes.
Those drops, I said, thank God, at least the rain will deal with the dust.
Yes, because we need the rain for the dust as well. Because there are so many people who are also sick because of the dust and the pollen that's in the air. Does it mean that we need to pray more? Maybe we are not.
Yeah, we need to pray more. Let's pray for everything. We engage God. God is our Father.
Yeah.
And as we engage and talk to Him, He does listen and He responds to our prayers.
Yeah.
So let's ask Him to give us rain, because that's what we need at the moment.
Yeah, I was saying to the Lord yesterday, Father, if I'm wrong, please forgive me. But no, we need rain.
Yeah, we do.
But I think the important part these days, I think we need to adopt the attitude of standing and repenting for this entire nation.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
not just an individual sin.
Mm.
The whole entire country, you know, the evil that is there. We need always, when we bow down, to say, Lord, forgive us.
Yeah, start there.
That's where we should start.
Yeah, the repentance.
The repentance. Sure. Yes.
I'm wondering if you are supposed to forgive somebody who's unrepentful. Muruti, you're talking about repentance. Somebody who doesn't repent, they do something, they hurt you, and they are married to you. And they don't even, they are not even remorseful sometimes. They don't even come and say, I'm sorry at times. Sometimes they do. There are those who do come, but forgiving that person becomes a hard thing. I thought, because I love you, then I forgive you easily.
Yes.
Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to forgive somebody that you love? What makes it hard?
Yo, Sibongile, maybe let me start by saying forgiving your partner in marriage is not about letting go of head only.
Okay.
It is also about choosing healing over resentment. It's about, you know, choosing connection over isolation.
Yeah.
Forgiveness, truly speaking, is never an easy thing.
Mm.
But because we are commanded from Scripture, we have to forgive. I mean, when you look into the Bible, Luke chapter 17, verse number 1. Mm. Jesus was talking to the disciples and he was saying, you know, offenses are inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
They are bound to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, woe to those whom, you know, they will exactly come.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this shows that as we are living in this world, we are living with people who, you know, will bring offenses. One way or the other, we are going to be offended.
Mm.
But as you are offended, remember, we are commanded to forgive. And it is so much important also to note and say forgiveness, it is actually a decision. We must decide to say, I now forgive.
Mm.
Forgiveness does not necessarily mean you will forget what happened, but you must decide. And forgiveness is not a feeling. You can't say, I don't feel like forgiving you. It is a choice that one has to make, more especially us as children of God. You know, I was recently reading a book by this man, John Bevere, and he, in his book, The Bait of Satan, maybe you know that book. Mm. Yeah. He teaches that, you know, offense is Satan's bait.
Okay.
It's a weapon that the devil is using. And he says it is an indirect snare. You know, we are normally trapped as children of God, even in marriages.
Mm.
We are trapped to say, I cannot forgive. And yet we forget that it is a command from the Lord. Forgiveness is choosing to free yourself. I also read another article some time ago, Sibongile. This author, I forgot who the author is, but he speaks about reconciliation. And he says reconciliation is separate from forgiveness. Now, these are two different things. And he says forgiveness is unilateral.
Mm.
And he says reconciliation is bilateral.
Okay.
Now, this means that reconciliation requires repentance and, you know, trust building. And he also says, but forgiveness can happen even if the other person never changes.
Okay.
Now, your question to say, in, you know, the marriage union, you find that someone is hurting you and this person is unrepentant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you forgive that particular person? Now, with what I've been saying, we see the importance of forgiving even though the other part is unrepentant. Remember, forgiveness is, you know, freeing yourself.
Mm.
And when you free yourself, you are simply saying you are choosing healing over resentment. You are choosing connection over isolation. It is very important for us to note, to say God is commanding us to forgive. And we forgive even in serious matters.
Mm.
I mean, when we talk about serious matters, we're talking about extramarital affairs.
Mm.
You know, that is a very, very serious matter. But having to decide to take a decision to say, I do forgive, it also requires, you know, the ability from the Holy Spirit to say, even this person, even though this person that I'm married to, the person that I love so much is unrepentant, but I choose to do the right thing. I decide to say I will forgive for the sake of my own growth, the sake of my own healing, the sake of, you know, not being trapped with this, you know, the bait of Satan. So it is absolutely a command from the Lord.
Okay. Yeah, Pastor Malungan. Is it easier not to forgive because you see them every day?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think from what Muruti Khwadi has said, your relationship with God is determined by the things you do.
Okay.
Because the more you relate to God, the more repentant you are. Remember, we are not perfect beings. And we are sitting here today because of repentance. And God demonstrated that. He never loved us because we were pure. He says, I loved you while you were still even sinners, mm-hmm. not even with no hope of coming to God. And God says, let me demonstrate forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And the example you're making right now, not many people out there accept this forgiveness of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they are still very stubborn. But God has freed himself. He is free. He has forgiven people, but people don't want to accept it.
Mm.
So it becomes worse when it comes now to marriage, because you are living with this person. And so if your relationship with God it is not that strong as it's supposed to, it's going to be very difficult to understand that.
Mm.
Because when Jesus in Matthew 6, when he wrote that prayer, you know, I think one of the most part there that says, forgive us as we, you know, forgive those who sin against us. It's so important. So in marriage, for a marriage to be successful, that's the key. If you get married without that key, you're not going to make it in marriage, because that should be the key. Because this is where you discover each other's, what you call, personalities. This is where you discover each other's weaknesses. This is where you discover things you never thought are there, you know, the more you live together under this one roof. And the key to build there, it's nothing else but love. Muruti Khwari says it. I want to say it even today. If there's one thing that I discovered in my own personal marriage, I realized with years that the only way that could keep us together with my wife is to know that she's faltering. So, and I must forgive her, and I'm faltering, and she must forgive me, you know. Sometimes in the choice of words, when we speak, we don't choose right words. And you find you speak words that are not welcomed this way. But then you realize that this should be a build-up of knowing where we falter. And the only way we can come into this part where we say we are intimate is when forgiveness plays its role. It's so impossible to have any success in a marriage relationship without forgiveness.
So without forgiveness, does it mean that we can experience a decay? Like it can even rot? You know, is it like poison? Is it like cancer in that marriage?
I think from
can
what
it destroy?
From what Muruti Khwari says, it's true. Because unforgiveness is like drinking your own poison. You know, unaware that you are drinking your own poison by not forgiving this person. Because you become more grievous, and the Bible puts it very clear that we need to be very careful that we don't get this bitter root where we have the spirit of unforgiveness at the end of the day. So it's so important, because God demonstrated it first. So immediately you don't forgive, you are causing yourself lots and lots of problems. You are even calling unnecessary diseases over your body. Because the more bitter you are, the more you even disturb your own health.
Let me ask this question. So if I'm married, or let me say I'm going into marriage, so should I go in with a room for disappointment at some point? Should I tell myself that there's a room? I've heard people when they get married and they say, even with anything that you will do, I've already forgiven you before you do that. Not even knowing what that person is capable of, but they tell you, I've already forgiven you. And I don't know when the practicality and the reality of that comes to pass, if that happens. So do you need to have like that space? You know, this room is a room for disappointment.
Well, Spunyile, I would say, because we are human, have that room, knowing that you are dealing with somebody who thinks differently from you. Exactly.
Okay.
And then we normally say, you know, much of the troubles that which we are experiencing is the expectations.
Okay.
Or maybe rather, let me say, too much expectations. If the expectations are not met, that causes disillusionment. You know, people go, you know, disappointed, and they do certain things that which are wrong because I was expecting this, but my expectations were not met, unfortunately. And because those expectations are not met, it is due to, you know, lack of proper communication and so on, transparency. We can, you know, speak a lot of challenges that causes those disillusionment and so on. But we are simply saying, yes, have more room, have a door for disappointment with the understanding.
It should be bottomless.
Yeah, it should be bottomless.
You said it mouthful.
It should be bottomless.
You said it mouthful.
Yeah. Remember, you know, the other thing in marriage actually, someone said, is not for boys and for girls.
For girls, yes.
Yeah, it's for men and women.
Yes.
People who are deciding to say, I want to be in this union. You must be strong in heart because there are a lot of things. Of course, not in every family, but most of the family, there are so many challenges, you know, that we may experience and so on. Now, if you don't have room for disappointment and you regard your partner as a perfect person, you know, able to control his or her tongue and so on, then you are in for a serious challenge.
Maybe the challenge is at the beginning.
As I said.
Because at the beginning of a relationship, Mfundisi Malunga, we all want to be perfect. So I'm going to bring my best foot forward.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to be perfect in his eyes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why in premarital counseling, we want people to come up. Mm. But unfortunately, they don't. And they avoid these very things we're talking about. Mm. Mm. And if you avoid them right there, this is where you're going to come across these things inside there.
But the challenge most of the time, Mfundisi Malunga and Pastor Khwari, is that the counseling comes 2 weeks, 1 month, 3 months, just before the wedding.
Yeah, actually,
so
I was, yes.
At that time, I'm thinking flowers and that dress.
You don't want anything to disturb this whole thing.
Yeah, we... That is so true, Sibongile. Unfortunately, us as ministers of the gospel, as pastors, as marriage officers, we get to know 2 weeks or 3 weeks, a month just before, and we are not told. Had we been told, you know, earlier, we would organize proper counseling sessions, because even the counseling sessions that which we organize for the prospective husband and the prospective wife, we organize them under pressure. You know, we just do quick you know, counseling and say, let's talk. But it is, you know, an injustice even to ourselves, our system, because we don't have adequate time to can prepare the prospective husband and the prospective. There are so many things that which we can teach. Unfortunately, if you know 2 weeks prior, then obviously, certain things you can deal with them.
When one is in counseling, for example, do things like deal breakers, are they addressed? Where people say, no, that's a deal breaker. When we get to that one, I'm out. I'm not going to. Do we discuss those as well?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah. In counseling, we discuss all aspects, including what we would perceive to be intimate aspect and personal matters, because that's where our intention is to ensure that the two are really ready for marriage. Now, we need to be transparent. We also go to a point of asking for, you know, the results, blood results, and so on, so that we see, you know, the status of the both pastors, and so that when you enter into that relationship, you must be knowing exactly what is what. But unfortunately, today, 2025, Sibongile, our people or our children mostly, when they initiate, you know, the relationships, already they have done things. They are far away and you are left behind. The day they come to you and say, I'm introducing so and so, they are far in life and you are the only one in the church who doesn't know what is happening, whereas the whole congregation knows. They have been together, they have been in movies, they and so on, and you are the only one who does not know.
Sure. Then it becomes hard.
And that's what the problem is. And within what Muruti Khwadi has already said, they've already builded things that we don't know. And those are the things that are going to cause them not to forgive one another because they've lied. They never spoke the truth. They were not open enough. And when the whole thing catch up with them when they are married, then they begin to fight over those things, which they didn't resolve even they get before marriage. So now, immediately when they start fighting, then they fight on those things because they never told the truth. You know, this is what we come across. You know, just e.g., you know, these people came to me after marriage, they're fighting. You know, they've got a conflict. I was counseling them. But at the end of counseling, I said, guys, I see the room for you to reconcile, you know, and continue with your marriage from this point on. And I, now I call them one by one. I ask, from all the thing we've discussed, what's your feeling? You know, and the lady said, no, I wish all these things were dealt with before I got married. But unfortunately, we hide these things. We didn't disclose to the pastor. Because one thing for sure that makes me not to forgive this man and continue with marriage, I gave him half of Lobola. I gave him half of Lobola. Now, when we fight, he tells me, he insults me about what I did. So I won't forgive him, and I'm not going back to that marriage. So these are the things that Muruti Khwadi say. So when they are married now, this thing catch up with them, and that is why now the spirit of unforgiveness comes up now. To say you have betrayed me.
Yeah. You see, transparency is very much important. If we can learn to be transparent, let's open up. Let's talk about our fears. Let's talk about our future. Let's talk about the baggage that which we carry and we bring into a relationship. Let's discuss about that. Some of the people, Sbonile, you know, they come with horrible, you know, issues, no problems and so on, and when they enter into a relationship, they are quiet about these things, you know,
and then they're going to only explode in that marriage.
I mean, for an example, you conceived before you meet with this person, but the termination of the pregnancy and so on, you never discussed it with this new person that you are anticipating to get married with. Now you are in a marriage, as things are now falling apart. You know, you pray, you ask God for a child, and things are not happening because you have got history that was never disclosed and so on. Now it becomes a problem. The day your partner finds out, already things are out of control. Now, in premarital counseling, we are simply saying, let's sit down, let's talk, let's discuss, let's have an open talk, so that when you commit yourself, you commit knowing, you know, into which situation that you are entering yourself into. If you know and you still take a decision, then things will become better because you were informed. Then you are able to can handle certain things. Some of the things that which we see that causes couples not to forgive one another, it is because of failure to disclose important information that could have, you know, saved.
What is important information, Muruti?
I mean, I was giving an example with the issue of the termination of pregnancy.
Yes.
If you don't disclose that, now, are you expecting your husband to, you know, forgive you? Of course, we are commanded to forgive. But, you know, that situation would have at least limited certain problems and resolved certain problems, because I am entering into a relationship with full understanding of your history.
But the expectations, I remember at some point both of you spoke about the expectations. Should those also be laid down?
You know, from what Muruti Khwadi is saying,
yes,
it's so important. The openness, the transparency.
So this is what I'm expecting.
Yes.
This is how I expect to be loved.
Yes.
Okay.
Those things must come up, you know, so that they must
be
discussed.
Why aren't people talking?
Because the same thing we started with. One, you are pressured. They've already prayed Lobola. They are looking forward to that day, you know. So in turn, now they hide these things. And when they hide them, they're saying, as long as we can. And they think these things won't come up after marriage. That's where the problem is.
Yeah.
So, and two, what Muruti Khwadi has said, the present generation is very tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very tricky. Because from just lifestyle of being a single person and being pure before God, it's very important, especially we, the born again. Mm. So we are having that trouble today that some of our young people today, those who are single and not married, they're involved in things which they are not allowed to be involved in as children of God.
According to the word.
According to the word of God. And number two, some of them is because they are pressured. They just want this marriage at whatever cost. So that is why then in
maybe
turn,
because of my age.
Do you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. So they must.
So
they
not even hide. Quite sure if I want this.
Do you get what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
So those are the pressures. And so in turn, it causes a lot of problems. That is why today the rate of divorce, it's really undesirable, the way people are divorcing. You know, it's because of the very thing Muruti Khwadi said, the present generation, right from the single point of view and growing in being honest with God, even before us who do the premarital counseling, the honesty with them and God.
Yeah, because it would be best to say, Muruti, we are coming for counseling, but we have already gone through one, we've done, and then now you know who you're dealing with.
Exactly.
Okay.
Another thing for people not to be talking, fear of being judged.
And being left? Because
ngiyakufuna,
hayi ngiyakufuna.
That's correct. That's so true.
Uzongishiya. Uzongiyekela.
And sengimbambile.
Hey, sengimthola.
Mina ngakhunyuka, angazi umunye ngiyomthola.
Nonyani hlaya masimba. Okay, so we have to be careful of these things.
Yes.
Yeah, we really need to be careful about all these things. They play a very important role, you know, in our marital life.
Okay.
You know, certain things you can hide them, but as you hide them, you will see the red flags. Mm. You will see, you know, the elements, you know, there and there to say, but there's something. And once you ask and to say, but tell me, what is wrong here? The other person will want to use the self-defense mechanism. Self-defense mechanisms, either, you know, he's going to retaliate, he's going to shout and so on. And once that is happening in marriage, now we lose trust, you know, we lose, you know, that essence of, you know, love. We lose it because now we are creating a wall, and that wall creates a barrier.
And that shouting is actually shutting the other one down so that you don't continue to ask.
You don't continue to ask. That's correct.
That's correct. Because the reality is that, you know, from the past week, as Muruti Khwadi said, this thing from, it's not just something physical. It's more spiritual. Because the who you are and your partner, it's very important. It's beyond just what people expect and what you expect and what people must see, what you need to see from a point of view of the physic. It's something deeper than that. So people, if they could just understand that why they should, at the end of the day, be open enough and be transparent, it's because of that.
But what scares me, Mfundisi, is that I have realized that with some, I'm sorry, Mfundisi, to come whilst you're talking, but I've realized that with some, instead of addressing the matter at hand, they go out.
Yeah.
Together
they go out there. At least I'll have somebody who understands me, and then come. We are living together, but
yeah,
my everything is outside.
Are you talking about extra relationships?
Yes.
Yeah,
because I don't want to address this, and so as a result, and things are not working out, and there's no forgiveness here, so I'd rather go out.
But still, you are not healed.
You are actually
you're going to hurt yourself
more.
You're going to hurt other people.
Hmm.
And of most people who did that, as we speak today, they know what you're talking about.
Hmm.
You know, as I was driving to collect Muruti Khwadi,
yes,
there's a topic in Radio 2000. You know, this lady says, I've moved to more than 5 relationships. I've realized that there is nothing that comes up. So I've given up. Because this person, he's busy. Because if he was hurt here, he expects a perfect person. He finds the same person with the same mistakes. So he doesn't get a person who's perfect from a perspective of her expectation.
Hmm.
So she doesn't find any person right. There's no person right for another person.
Hmm.
And I like what Muruti Khwadi said. The choice that you make to confront the person and date with the intention of marriage, you need to know that it's not a perfect person.
Hmm.
And there'll never be a person made for another person in this world. It's a matter of building each other to do what God wants.
That's correct.
Are we in it together?
Yeah.
Are we both in it?
Yes.
So it's like, are we both in it?
That's it.
Okay.
You know, there's no one perfect for another person. So you can't resolve.
No,
what
does it mean?
Yeah.
Not
and
true.
Out of forgiveness,
yes.
Outside forgiveness, there is nothing you can resolve. It's impossible. You need to face this person right on, head on, and learn to forgive and beat. If you can't do that, don't move
what about,
out.
What about personalities? Aren't also personalities part of this, where a person is quiet and they're afraid of confronting issues because they're afraid of a feud, you know, disagreements and all. And so they'd rather keep quiet. Although I see Uguti Yangli Maza, it hurts me, so I'll just keep quiet.
Swingile, yeah. Normally, we encourage, you know, couples to speak out, to be free with each other, to have that, you know, free environment where issues will be dealt with amicably and with peace.
Mm.
Unfortunately, at times, as you speak about the issue of personality, of course, you know, someone has that personality of being too much quiet, and he's not confrontational, he does not want to address issues, but at the end of the day, you know, you are hurt, and as such, it will destabilize your relationship in marriage. I would say in that situation, let us learn, you know, the wisdom of coming out and talking. That will build the relationship, unlike staying in a relationship with hating, you know, attitude and so on.
Mm.
People are really hating in marriages. And some of these people, they could address issues, but they are very scared. And others, it is not because of the attitude. It is because of the attitude of the partner. You find that the partner is very aggressive in nature. If you ask, hello, my love, then he's going to be on you. You know, why do you say hello to me? Why don't you? You know, the attitude of another. And that will create that wall to say, even if I have got an issue that I want to raise, because I know my partner is this kind of a person, my partner is arrogant, and therefore the wall is created. Then, but you are staying in that marriage, you know, with hurt, and that is not a fruitful marriage. It's a challenge.
That's why I always go back to the basics.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the reality here is Bongile. It's very firm. Uguti, I want to repeat what I said. There is no perfect person for another person. We are created individually. We think individually we are different. All that's needed here is companionship that is genuine between the two of us, which is very important. And when you speak about personalities, if your personality has never been dealt with by God himself, no one else will deal with it. So God is the first person that must deal with your personality, because you cannot get into marriage with your personality and think things should go your own way, and the other person doesn't have any say. It's uncalled for, Sisbong. So when you get in there, you need to know that I'm marrying, you know, like the concept we spoke of the last time, the concept of the background of saying, as a man, I'm getting married there. I'm just going to have a wife who runs around like an asset, you know? And I'm a man. Do you get what I'm saying? So those type of things. So it's important to understand that when you get into this relationship, it's very important to lay down who you are, take the your personality, whether you are a harsh person or a reserved person, but you need to know that you need to allow this other personality to exist, as this other personality allows your personality to exist. And this is where then it's so important that God should be the center here. If God is not the center, call it a day. Because forgiveness, you know, when Jesus was speaking to, when Peter asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive a person? According to Matthew 18:21-22, you know, when Jesus answered him, he says not 70 times, 70 times seven.
Yeah.
Saying that forgiveness is boundless. Yeah. It is not something you can limit. You can't even count it. So it's so important to understand that as human beings, when we get married, I mean, from the day I got saved and accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, repentance is something continual.
And it's every day.
It's every day. It doesn't stop. So when you get married, you need to have that type of an attitude to bring to a point where the two of you can be able to discuss firmly. And from what Mruti Khwari is saying, if the personality of a person is not dealt with from God's point of view, it's so impossible for another person to can deal with it.
All righty then, let's go to the 1 o'clock news bulletin. And then when we come back, let's talk more about then now we are here. Where to? How do we begin? What do we do moving forward and making sure that we're living the word, number one.
Yeah.
As Muruti Khadi said, it's a commandment.
Yeah.
You forgive. We have to forgive and continue to love and build our marriage. Alrighty then, we're coming back.
Your voice of faith. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.